Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, after yesterday's scary day on Wall Street, we seem to be on a better track today. Our Steve Potisk joins us with the latest.
Yeah, call it a bounce here, Linda. Some on Wall Street searching for deals after the recent market downturn that's erased about $6.5 trillion from global equity markets. Now, after the worst S&P rout in almost 2 years, we're seeing some cautious buying here as traders weigh ongoing economic worries with lower priced stocks. Blue chips are seeing the most interest. That's sending the Dow ahead now 339 points. The NASDAQ is up 123, S&P in the plus column now by 55 points. More coming up in Bloomberg Money Watch. I'm Steve Potisk for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And keep it right here. As Steve said, we'll bring you more at 26 and 56 past the hour. Police are asking for help finding the man wanted for the rape of a 35-year-old woman in the Bronx. Cops say about 1 a.m. on Monday, the woman was walking on Bergen Avenue at East 149th Street when she was approached by a man who asked her for directions. The man then raped the woman and fled toward Brook Avenue. The woman was transported to Lincoln Hospital. She's in stable condition. We have pictures of the suspect up at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. An audit by the comptroller shows the city spent taxpayer money for migrant hotel rooms that were never used.
City Controller Brad Lander, who is running for mayor, paints a picture of a migrant crisis boondoggle. He tells the New York Times there was major overspending and an appalling lack of oversight early on. Case in point, more than $800,000 paid for vacant hotel rooms here in Rockland County. The rooms were booked, but Orangetown and the county went to court to keep the migrants out. Contractor DocGo has a no-bid $432 million deal with the city. The audit found 80% of expenditures lack proper documentation. The mayor's office tells the Times, in the midst of a crisis, they put people ahead of paperwork. Many of the problems have been fixed. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Orangetown.
Nassau County lawmakers have voted to ban masks in public. All 12 Republicans in the legislature voted for the mask ban. The 7 Democrats voted against. Supporters of the ban say it will keep protesters or those who commit acts of harassment or violence from evading accountability. But opponents, like Beth Haroulis with the NYCLU, explain why they strongly oppose it.
Mask bans have been used to squash political protests. Like other laws that criminalize people, this will be selectively enforced. It will be used to arrest, dox, surveil, retaliate against people of color and protesters that the police and local individuals disagree with.
Opponents also say with COVID cases on the rise, it's not the time to enact a mask ban. Haroulis says the NYCLU has not yet prepared to make a case against the mask ban, but they are looking at their options and they do plan to fight the law. It's sentencing day today for the Patchogue woman who pleaded guilty in the death of an anti-gang activist back in 2018. Anne Marie Drago admitted to running over and killing Evelyn Rodriguez during a dispute over a memorial for Rodriguez's slain daughter. Drago pleaded guilty to criminally negligent homicide and is expected to receive 5 years probation. The Brooklyn Botanic Garden has just named the borough's greenest residential block.
There's plenty of apartments and concrete in Brooklyn, but if you look close enough, nestled in between the bustling streets and brownstones, you can find yourself quite a few green oases. The one taking home this year's first place prize is the greenest block in Brooklyn, right in Crown Heights. Step onto Lincoln Place in between New York and Nostrand Avenue, and you can see it's covered in green trees lining the streets with plenty of shade and pink and yellow flowers on the sidewalks. And if you happen to live here or just want to pass by, it won't take you long to realize there's an awful lot of nature right in this quiet neighborhood. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.